Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Yogi Bastantino is playing that song.
Live from your computer, it's time again for the Yogi Show. And here's your host, the teenage girl herself, Josie Pasentino.
Hello, everyone. Josie Show. Alan's already having fun with the sound effects, and we just started, so you could best believe he's going to have fun with those buttons. Stay away from the buttons, Alan. Yeah. Evil, I tell you. Evil. I'm so glad you guys are joining me tonight. We are here live with you tonight from our Josie Show studios. We have a very awesome show for you guys tonight, so let me tell you what we got in the next couple of hours or so, what we're going to do. Here's what I got planned. Here's what's on the platter tonight. I have three amazing guests, Jerry Webb, Tim Garman, and Jace Aaron with the Nash Vegas Ramblers. It's going to be a great night. You'll get to hear our great chats, some awesome music. So stay tuned for the whole show. You know it's going to be blast, Josie Show style. You know, questions with Josie Show flavor. After our show airs live each Friday night, it's rebroadcasted during the week on Wednesdays at Fishing Country Now and Cowgirl Divas Radio at www.fcnr.net in the afternoon spotlight at 1 p.m. Eastern. So you can check out our archives, or you can visit our networks tab on our site where you can find these wonderful sites that are so kind to rebroadcast our shows. And just, you know, you can listen to it again and again and again. Put it on repeat if you like. That's fine. I sound good on repeat. And if you missed our show, Josie Show Special Edition on Monday with our guest Aaron Tippin. Yes, I did not stutter. I did not say it wrong. I promise. Aaron Tippin. Just click on the Special Edition tab and take a listen. It was a really great show. He was amazing, and we got deep. Okay, we found out things that you can't Google. So it's really good. You'll enjoy it, I hope. Also, we're upon our holiday season. So, artists, we want to play your holiday songs on our show for this wonderful season. I think we started this last year around the same time. And it was so successful because we had so many people that send us their holiday music, and it was so much fun. And so we're going to do it again this year. So submit your holiday music for airplay to Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com. She does not bite. Just send her your music, and we will get it, and we will play it, and we will have a blast, and I will dance. So if all goes according to plan, it's going to be a great show. So I am ready. Let's get this on. I am laughing, and I am so distracted right now by the chat room that it's not even funny. So I got a minus. Alan, you know what I'm talking about. So is our first guest here? All right, awesome. Okay, I just got the thumbs up. That's a good sign. So everyone, please welcome my first guest of the night. Please welcome Jerry Webb.
Already.
How are you?
I'm enjoying it. I'm excited. I wish I was there. I'm so excited. You've got a great show. So,
sounds thank like you. Got we a lot wish you were here to party with us too.
yeah. Sorry for not partying.
Absolutely. What in the world, Alan? Please excuse him. He likes pressing buttons.
I've been pressing buttons all my life, and some of them are the wrong ones, you know.
He's crazy. He's crazy. It's all good.
I want to thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, anytime. It's my pleasure. I've been looking forward to it. It's going to be a really fun interview. I got some fun questions for you some stuff to go, you know, talk to promote your music. So let's get started. How about it?
Okay. Yeah, go for it.
Sounds good. So first off, let's start at the beginning. When did you really realize that you want to start making music? You know, what age did you really start getting into all of this?
I think I wrote, attempted to write my first song at about 8 or 9 years old. So, and that's about the time I started playing, probably 10 years old when I actually started trying to write songs, but started playing guitar and playing at it for about 8 years old. So that's when it started. I don't know why it triggered or what happened, but I guess it was intended to be to some degree.
Absolutely, absolutely. It was in your. It was in the cards. It was fate.
In the cards. God's yep.
It was. Yeah. That is really, really cool. I mean, at the age of 8, I could just imagine you, you know, performing for the first time or something. It must have just been such a surreal moment. People probably made you just feel so comfortable. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of fun. And I look back and I notice a lot of young people that start around, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11. When the initial excitement is there, but a lot of times the parents aren't able to, or whatever happens, they don't get the chance to pursue it, you know. And,
right.
And so, you know, I think that's a big deal. If you parents see some talent or an interest, it's just a passion. They see a positive passion in anything, allow them to do it, you know, and
mm-hmm.
say go for it.
That's what I say. I mean, if you really have a passion for it and you know, will do the work, because, I mean, people, you know, people think you just sing and stuff and, you know, you just go on stage and sing. But,
yeah.
You know, there's kind of a lot of stuff behind the scenes, you know. So, you know, if you're willing to do it, then you definitely should do it. You know, do whatever you can to do it, you know. Definitely.
I think we spend our whole life looking for our passion. I don't care what it is, because if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. So,
right, right.
And it's certainly not for the money sometimes. You know, I know, I don't even know your situation, but I promise you, you spend a lot of hours that you don't get for. So, because it's your passion, it's your love, you know. So.
It is. It really is. Yeah. Absolutely. And I could see the same for you, too, because you are you're doing amazing, amazing things. You are super talented. I love all of your songs. I'm going to get to play in a second.
You.
Yeah.
Anytime.
But first here, you have an amazing band, and you could tell just by the music that you guys play, you guys sound amazing together. Can you tell us all the members of your band and what roles you all play?
Yeah, well, you know, and actually I use several members. They kind of fluctuate in and out. One of the things I'm going to say is that I'm so lucky and fortunate to be in the area that I'm in. We've got so many great, talented musicians in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I know even Austin, San Antonio. And that's the Texas kind of gang, and even some in Oklahoma, I know. So, but anyway, we're so fortunate to be right in the middle of all those great guys. So, one can't make it. I use some Charlie Pride's band members, you know, on occasion, and when they're out with Charlie Pride or, you know, or whoever it is, well, there's always someone that can fill in and do an excellent job. So,
yeah.
You know, and probably one of the CDs, one of the live CDs you might have heard, Live at Pearls, was, I guess, had three members of Charlie Pride's band, Derek Spiger on drums, and Reggie Riffer on fiddle, Billy Martin's guitar. Ron Stafford plays steel guitar with me a lot of times. Gary Carpenter plays steel guitar with me many times, and, you know, I'm going to leave some guys out. You know, we work anywhere from a four-piece band up to a six-piece band, so depending on what the thing is. So, you know, and again, it's all of them are great players. They know my material. They, you know, they're just great people and good guys to work with, and many of them are personal good friends. So mm-hmm. It doesn't get much better than that.
Exactly. You could tell you guys are, you know, really great friends as well, but behind the scenes, because you could tell by the music, you know, you guys really work well together, which is really important. You gotta like each other.
I was in the studio the last couple of days, and you know, many of these guys go in the studio. There's a difference between studio musicians and bandstand musicians. Not many of them could cross that line and be good studio musicians. So I'm fortunate to have those kind of guys in the band most of the time. So,
absolutely.
You know, just with our style of music, you just can't find any better than that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So we're
exactly.
Just feeling real lucky and fortunate.
You are, you are, you're rocking it, and everyone that works with you is just rocking it as well. And besides, of course, you know, your fellow band members here, who would you say are your biggest musical influences? Who do you look up to, and who do you enjoy, you know, listening to? What's your favorite music?
Well, you know, that's a hard thing to answer, because I was talking to Billy Martin a while back about that, and because of our age, and I'm not going to tell you what it is, but... but no, I'm not, I don't. We've been around a while, and we've had so many good influences with some of the best country and some of the best rock and roll influences. So it's real hard for me to say who is my favorite, because there's so many great people out there that's influenced me over the years. And
yeah.
You know, naturally we do a lot of traditional type of music, but I'm writing some music that's not so traditional, and I love listening to about anything if it's musical. And some of it needs to be thrown away, and I just won't say what it is on the air.
There are a lot. I mean, that is a really hard question, because there's so many, you know, new artists coming on, and so many, you know, of the greats. And I like that you keep it fresh, and you like, you know, everything. You know, you don't just stick to one genre. You kind of just, you like music in general.
Yeah, love music. And in the studio today, and I was talking to some guys in so do alternative music, and that, you know, the thing is, it's a big family of guys and girls, and if you love music, you just love it. You know, it doesn't matter what style it is or what genre it is. So, and at you know, they're sticking their heads in the door, and I'm sticking my head in their door. You know, when they're recording. So, you know, we just absorb it all we can absorb and enjoy it everything we can. So,
absolutely, absolutely.
Sorry, I didn't answer your question.
Oh, absolutely, you did. You did. Very, very amazing. And I think you are awesome for, you know, liking every single thing, and you know, just, you know, you do your thing. And I'm really excited here to play some of your music tonight. But first off, can you tell us about some of the music you have out right now that everyone can purchase and check out? I know you have a neat CD and DVD. Can you tell us about all that?
Yeah, sure. I've got five complete CDs right now, most of the songs I've written. And probably one of the best ways, I guess, is to find advertise at cdbaby.com. It's where I seem to get most of my sales. But you can also buy it on my website at jerrywebmusic.com. But so I've got four complete CDs out of mostly songwriter, Texas songwriter style of the original songs, and then a single Christmas song out. So that's it. And then we're probably a couple, maybe 30 days away from finishing our new CD. So, which you're going to play two cuts tonight off of it. So,
yeah.
And it'll also be available on cdbaby.com and my website. So,
perfect. Yeah. I love those online kind of digital download outlets that everyone is using, because I mean, I think most people are, you know, just kind of, you know, online, you know, in their PJs and getting music, you know?
Yeah. You know, we were talking about that today in the studio about the marketing, the change in, you know, the way we're doing the social marketing and social media. And
yeah.
It's just a changing world and what people do. And I'm the same way. I may be looking something up, unfortunately, driving down the road when I shouldn't be probably, but looking it up on an iPad or, you know, or
right.
iPhone, so.
It's addicting. It's very fun to, you know, check all that stuff out. Absolutely. And before we play your music, I actually just, you know, a little birdie tells me that we have a caller, so I'm just going to put my mama manager, producer, thingy-ma-bob on.
All right, yeah.
We're still trying to find a nice name for her. Mama producer, mama do, I don't know.
I don't know, but I'll take any nice name you have. Don't get those too often.
So. That's the bolts of the operation. You know, the one that keeps
that's right, that's right. All right, so Jerry, we're very excited because you have got a caller. We have got Mr. Don Caldwell from Keeping It Country on the line, and he wanted to call in and say hey. So let me turn on his mic here. Hey, Don, you're on the air with Josie and Jerry Webb.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say thank you to Josie for doing such a great job. I'm a bigger fan of Josie every week. Every show she gets better and better. And seriously, that's not joking around at all. I joke around a whole lot with Josie and Tina. But I'm going to tell you something. Josie is something for everybody to look up to, because – She's 17 years old, and she's very, very good at what she does. She's going to get better.
Oh.
And she takes and she lets the artists get their music out where nobody else plays them. And I'm very proud to call Josie my friend, and I'm glad that she allows me to help people, get people like Jerry. And Jerry has become a very good friend of mine. And my mom wants to marry Jerry. Okay. She absolutely. She loves you. You know how many times I've watched Pearl's DVD, Jerry? I'm telling you.
We have Live at Pearl's. And,
oh, man. She thinks that's made for her.
Oh,
man.
He's
not filming that for you. That's at Pearl's. But it's just she just loves it, and she told me to tell you hi tonight. And we love your music. Yeah, we love your music, and I just wanted to take a minute out here and just call you up and tell you thanks for coming on and doing the show. There's a whole lot of great singers in this world, and the problem is we don't get to hear them, and we've had that chat on the phone before when we talked, but I do appreciate you doing the show, and I appreciate your friendship also. And Tina and Josie, you do an awesome job, and just keep doing what you're doing, and I'll keep finding the Jerry Webbs of the world to send your way, okay?
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate everything that you guys are doing. If I was a singer, which, trust me, I am not a singer. Don't anybody get scared out there. I don't sing, okay? So if I did, Josie would not, as nice as you are, Josie, if I sang, you would not have me on your show, okay? Trust me. But it's bad, okay? But, hey, thank you, everybody, and I appreciate it. You know, I have three friends on there right now, and that's Jerry and Tina and you too, Josie. So just thank you for everything that you do, all three of you. And I'll talk to you later. I just want to call and give you a yell, Jerry.
Thank you, Don. I appreciate you very much. You bet.
All right, man. You take care, and thank you for what you did for my mom.
Okay, you're welcome. Certainly welcome.
All right, take care.
Okay, Don. Bye. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye, Don. he's awesome. He's such a sweet guy, isn't he? I love him.
He is. And I want to say, you know, I didn't know. I hope Pearl's listening. He beat me to it, because I want to say the reason I'm on the show is Don called me and said, you got to get on Josie's show. And I didn't know anything about it. So I'm just pleased that he turned me on to y'all's show and program, because you did a great job. I'm really impressed. And also, he's become a good friend, and we talk on a regular basis. Talked to Pearl the other day, his mom, So it's just great to have him up in that part of the world, and it's great to have him anywhere, but especially,
It is. I really do appreciate him for, you know, because he brings so many great guests like yourself to the show, which we really, really appreciate, and I wouldn't be talking to you if we didn't have Don, so thank you, Don. Kudos to you. Awesome.
Thank you very much. You bet. I love the exchange, and I'm truly appreciative of you guys playing a variety of music and being interested in what we do down here. And we tend to live in our own little world sometimes, and try not to, but we don't realize sometimes how much we take things for granted that are close to us a lot of times. And I visit with a lot of people, quite a bit overseas in the Netherlands and Belgium, all over those countries. And
yeah.
Most people really appreciate the music that's produced over here, and it's genuine, and where we might take it for granted. So it just makes me feel a lot better and that's a lot of the reason, that's a lot of our payment for doing this music is what we can give back. So, so thanks to everyone for listening.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I think you are just incredible, which is one of the reasons why right when Don told us about you, we had to get you on. There was no doubt about it. I mean, we listened to some of your songs, and my jaw seriously dropped, because they're just such fun songs, and your voice is, it's amazing.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. It just made me remember, probably early in it's 15 to 20 years ago, was trying to write some songs and trying to get started with it. And a girl asked me one time, why are your songs always so sad? And I said, I didn't know they were, you know. But it made me think a lot, you know, and they're not now. Because from that day on, I started thinking of ways I could write more positive songs, more fun songs and positive. Some of them, you know, so I try to avoid the sad songs, the poor me songs. So, So that right. I think that's music should be uplifting and not a downer.
Absolutely, absolutely. But, you know, also those sad songs are really great, too, because I think of songs as, you know, kind of healing and stuff. You know what I mean? So, you know, those sad songs that talk about what you go through, you know, could help somebody else out there,
exactly.
you know, that are, you know, in the same situation or, you know, whatever. I love those songs, too, you know.
Yeah.
Mix it up.
Well, that's true. I think there's a lot of sad, unfortunate song, you know, situations people get into. But you can, you know, but I try to write the song in such a way that it's... turns a bad situation and see the positive side of it.
Exactly.
There's always a way out, and there's always a positive side to everything if you look for it.
Exactly. Exactly. I agree. And you really achieved that in your music. And I am so ready to play your music. Are you? I'm ready. I'm ready.
I am. Yeah. Because I'm trying to think of more things to say. And I could talk to you all night, but it may not sound very good already.
Me too. I mean, we're going to have you back on anyway to, I mean, if you'd like,
great.
We'd love to have you back on so we could talk even more about, you know, everything that you're,
sure.
you know, you're into. So we'll have you back on. It's okay.
Good anytime. Okay.
Thank you. Awesome. Alrighty. Awesome. So let's play your first song here, Sorry for the Partying, and we'll be right back,
yeah.
okay?
Yeah. So, you bet. Sorry for Partying.
All right. Let's do it. Here we go.
Okay.
Sorry for partying, we need a guardian. Sorry that the music's too loud. Yeah, we'd like beer and maybe some tequila. Sorry we're a partying crowd. Sorry you had to get up and come over here. Sorry we made fun of your hair.
Christy Kalin, I don't know if you've had Christy on your show or are planning to.
Awesome.
I think she gave me, and she has her own band, and we sing a lot of benefits and things together, and are actually good friends, and her boyfriend's a good friend of mine. So I'm out at their place a lot, and she told me a while back, said, we should write a song called Sorry for Partying. So I kind of beat her to the punch. It just came to me that next week or so, and got it written, but anyway, she helped me a whole lot with it and helped me a lot of ideas, and we've got it. We basically co-wrote it together, I guess. And
awesome.
And so, so that's our new song, and it's on my new album. And
it's great.
But the story kind of got in my head. I said, "What if you know?" It's so funny. The guy comes, his wife sends him over there to Tom, the neighbor's down next door, and he ends up joining the party, and because she's livid about it. But you know,
I love it. I love it. It's so fun. It's such a party in song. I mean, it's awesome. And I love the little voices kind of in between it. Like, you're partying too loud or something. You know, it's awesome. It's really cool.
Well, it's a lot of fun. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Of course, the guys at the studio all had a lot of fun doing it and did a good job on the voices and all that in. So we have a lot of fun recording, you know, and creating songs. And that's creating music. That's probably one of the biggest pleasures I have out of it.
I can imagine. I can imagine that must have been so much fun to record. And then hearing kind of, you know, the finished product, you must be very, very proud of it. It's really, really nice.
I am. Mm-hmm. And we had, you know, we had a party at that, the Sorry for Partying headquarters, I guess. We had a 14th annual turkey stomp the day after Thanksgiving, and we got to perform it live the other night, so that was a lot of fun.
Yeah. I mean, I can imagine that must be, you know, kind of a crowd pleaser, the Sorry for Partying song. I mean, when you play that, you must get so many, you know, people on the dance floor, some drinks in hand, you know.
Yeah.
Well,
and again,
age appropriate.
Doesn't have to be, you know. I know it's written about, it's just the attitude of partying. Every day should be a party, in my opinion.
It doesn't have to
include alcohol, but it does need to be a party.
Right. I agree. Get your age-appropriate beverages and just have a party. Yeah.
That's right.
I like it. Also, can you share with us some of your, websites or social networking sites? You know, the best way people can contact you and chat with you, because I know everyone's like, where can I get to know them a little bit more? Sure.
JerryWebMusic.com is my website. So, and I, you know, and I, I'm also on Facebook, so probably could find me in Jerry Webb out of Toler, Texas, Tolar, Texas.
Awesome.
I'm not, I would much rather be outside hunting and fishing, you know, on a computer, but I will answer my calls.
I love it. You know, I like your outdoorsy, but also you take time, chatting with the fans who adore you, which I think is amazing. More people should do that. And you're a very down-earth guy, and I think you're awesome. I think I think 2013 is going to be your year. You're amazing.
Well, I hope so. I've had a lot of good. I'm just so blessed to have a lot of good years. And but I, you know, one thought I had before we get away, I want to make sure that everyone understands that I feel, and a lot of my friends and musician friends feel this way too. If it weren't for the fans, weren't for the DJs and disc jockeys and everyone involved in this industry, we would have nothing. So we're playing a role and playing a part, but everybody is involved in. We just wouldn't have anything if it everyone's important. And
absolutely,
so,
absolutely. I love that you think that way, and I think you're incredible. And we're actually running out of time, but I want to play your your last song here called "Blame It on Jax, Julie," and we'll be right back. Okay.
Thank you, Josie.
Thank you. Here we go. Let's play it. Very well.
As lonesome as a estacado. Too much whiskey's what I needed most. A few tight lines on the Texas coast. A bar named Jack, where I met Julie. She was pretty as a Guadalupe. It's easy to spot her friend Potter. Yeah, man, in Texas it don't get any hotter. Blame it on Jack. Thank you.
on the show and chatting with me, and please come back anytime.
I will. I'd love to do it. Josh, you've got a great show. Thanks, Tina. Thanks, Don and Pearl, and thanks, Julie Hatcher, for inspiring that song. So thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much, and we'll chat with you soon, all right?
Okay. Thanks again, Josie. Great show.
Thank you. Cheers, everyone. I'm going to do my own. Yeah. Love it, love it. He was amazing.
Right at the word,
that was Jerry Brown.
Squirrels have entered the building.
That's
red alert.
We got to hurry because our next guest is on. Don't want to keep him waiting.
Hey.
Hi.
Oh, the next guest is only Tim. I know him. He's in the chat room. He could wait.
Only Tim. He's amazing. We love him. We're so excited. I've been looking forward to chatting with him.
Where's Tina?
Tina, well, she is right here getting scared.
No, I'm here. What's going on?
I need you to explain something.
Okay, what is it?
You know that song, 12 Days of Christmas?
Yes.
Oh, what the hell is with the partridge in a pear tree? If I saw Danny Bonaducci in my tree, I'd mace them and call a cop.
Oh, my gosh.
You're not supposed to do that. We love Danny Bonaducci. We're trying to get him on the show.
And where do these turtle doves come from? I checked Walmart. They don't have any. What kind of gifts are these? Explain this song.
I'll explain it to you later. This is way too complex.
Oh, my goodness. Right now, I'm sitting here dumbfounded because I have no idea what you people are talking about. I'm just saying. Yeah.
Okay.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang
Throw
up and try again.
Right there.
Someone's got to do something about that squirrel. Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Our next guest here, I really don't want to keep him waiting because he is amazing. He's one of our friends. He's, you know, in the chat room chatting with us all the time. He's so amazing. Such a great friend of us, Grammar, Josie, grammar. He's incredible. So let's put him on. Let's not delay. Here is the wonderful Tim Garnon. Yeah. Hi, Tim. How are you?
Doing great.
Awesome.
How are y'all tonight?
Me too. I've been looking forward to having you on because I keep seeing, you know, you in the chat room and, you know, I'm talking to guests and I'm like, oh, my goodness, just this many days until Tim comes on. So I've been looking forward to it.
I've been looking forward to it for a long time now.
Me too. It's going to be good, and I'm going to get to, you know, get to learn a little bit more about you, and I know everyone else is going to be able to find out things about you that nobody else knows. No, I'm kidding. We won't go that deep. Maybe. You never know.
Exactly.
Anyway, but I want to start here from the beginning. So you started playing the guitar at a young age and then later started performing. Will you share with us your unique story and how you first got started? You have a really great story. Please share with us.
Well, I had a brother that played guitar in a band in the area where we grew up, and he was really, really good. And he played in a band called Coy Warby and the Travelers. And he started out playing guitar, but he later on went to bass guitar, and he really turned out really good. But it all ended because he died with cancer at the age of 22. And before that happened, he showed me a few things on the guitar and kind of got me going. And I've been singing ever since I was about 3 years old because of that. And anyway, he got me going with it. His name was Mark.
Oh, love it.
But anyway.
Oh yeah.
Anyway,
I'm so sorry for your loss.
Well, I've got a lot of things recorded on tapes and whatnot that, you know, that really he has actually been the biggest influence in my life because I've listened to his music over and over and over for the last 40 years, you know.
Wow.
But I still have those tapes. I still play, believe it or not.
Absolutely, absolutely. Maybe.
They're on rail to rail.
Mhm. Definitely. You're making them proud, and I know that you are doing just such amazing things. And I wanted you to share that unique story because I think it is just so touching, and I love that story. And you continue even when things get rough or when things turn bad. I like that you kind of turn a negative into a positive, and you do your thing and you keep your head up and your shoulders high and you do what you love, which is incredible, and I commend you for that. And I've always wondered who are your biggest musical influences? Who do you listen to?
Well, I listen to a lot of the classic country type artists. When I was young, I sang a lot of Charlie Pride songs, and my brother played a lot of Buck Owens, so Buck Owens is in there too. And of course, Merle Haggard. And later on, after I kind of got older, I started listening to Ricky Skaggs a lot, and he's probably the more current artist for me. But I also sing a lot of George Strait as well. So.
Absolutely, you got the greats and some good ones there. I love it. You mix it up. I like it.
I would also like to point out a lot of my family has influenced me all the way from my brothers and sisters and my parents to my aunts and uncles. There's a lot of musicians in my family, and I learned a lot from all of them. So.
Absolutely. It must really help. And, I mean, it's only natural that you got into this because, you've had a lot of music growing up in your family. And I could just imagine the holidays are so much fun with music all over the place. But, I mean, it's only natural that you got into it because it's what you've heard,
Oh, exactly. And mm-hmm. I wanted to tell you, too, as well, my mom died of cancer around 7 years ago. And mm-hmm. before she died, she told me that... She said, "Tim, you're going to do something with your music one day." Uh-huh. And actually, she told me that. That's when I started writing real heavily after she died. And I've written approximately around 250 songs since that happened. So I just wish, she could see what I'm doing today.
Absolutely. But you have an angel looking up on you. I know you do because you're doing just wonderful things with your music, and it's, I love that you're taking, everything in and, trying to make them all proud, which you are. And you're doing amazing things. You're an amazing guy. And also, speaking of, I want to talk a little bit about, things that you have accomplished, because you have accomplished such great things. I understand that you opened up for the great Gene Watson. Can you tell us about that experience? Done a lot of cool stuff.
Yes, back mm-hmm. in the early 80s, I played in a band in the area where I live called Stillwater Bridge, and I played lead guitar for that band. And our band played right before he did, and later on during the intermission, we sat across from the table from each other, which was pretty awesome, That's probably what I remember the most is, watching him, while we were there at the mm-hmm. break, that was pretty great.
Yeah, that must have been a great experience for you, getting to see, him and his environment and doing what, he loves to do, and you guys kind of have something in common. And so were you able to meet him and kind of get great advice from him that you could share with us, or?
Well, I really didn't mm-hmm. talk to him quite like that, but,
mm-hmm.
We were just, enjoying the music and we just said hello. But he was sitting right across from me on the opposite side, so that was pretty cool.
That's awesome. That is so, so cool. If you're ready, I would love to start playing your music here. But first, can you tell us about some of the music you currently have out right now for people to purchase, check out, listen to, and enjoy?
Okay, currently I have a CD out called Living at the Top of Texas. It's available on iTunes. I think I do have it on CD, baby. iTunes and Amazon.com. Just about everywhere out there. I think I've got it in about 40 different stores. And it's doing pretty good.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, there's so many, you know, and there's so many great places where you could check him out. Remember, Tim Garman. Remember his name? Google's also our friend, so check him out and find everything that he's on. Now, I am ready to play your first song of the night. Let's play One Kiss, and we'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
All right. Here we go. One Kiss by Tim Garman, and we'll be right back with him in a moment. Here we go.
When I first met you, when our love was new, when I kissed you then in the van, when I married you, and our love was true, when I felt like I was a man, I want to show you how that I changed, because you're my everything, with one kiss. And with all of my love, your hand in mine, a little bit of time, I want to show you how that you're missed. I want to show you just like this, with one kiss. Have gone by since then. I still remember when, while we did have, we thought it was good. And you're still my best friend. That did not ever end. That's no surprise. I knew that we would. I want to resurrect the love that I've been always dreaming of. With one kiss. All of my love, your hand in mine, a little bit of time. I want to show you how that you're missed. I want to show you just like this, with one kiss. I want to look you in. I've never been sorry before. I want to tell you that you're the one and only, and I love you so much more.
By Tim Garman, and we're back and chatting with him right now. So can you give everyone a website or social networking sites or, you know, the best way people can contact you and chat with you?
Okay, well, I have a main website. It's Tim Garman Music, just like everybody else is doing it, .com. And I'm also on Facebook, facebook.com/ TimGarman.5. And I also have a musician's page on Facebook. But all of my songs are available to listen to on ReverbNation.com/Tim Garman.
Perfect. Easy. Your name. Your name and music. I love it. And we'll post all of your links as well after the show. So you don't have to worry about that. We'll make sure we get all that for you. And so also I want to mention that you have also submitted a song into the Dream Quest Challenge on the Journey to Gold show which is very exciting. I bet your fans are having a great time voting for you and your great song. Can you tell everyone which song you submitted to the show?
Oh, yeah. It was a great, fun song that I wrote called Blood Pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote that song after I went to the doctor, and they thought that I had high blood pressure. And I wrote that song after I got home. I was sort of down after I got home, and I said, well, a friend of mine called Amber Martin, a great country singer from Kentucky, she said, Tim, write about it. You know, you'll feel better after you write about it. So that's what I did, and I'm glad that Amber told me to do that.
Yeah, me too, because it turned out to be, you know, such a great song, and it's a lot of fun to listen to, and it's a great song. Everyone has to check it out. And which it was so cool being, you know, it's going to be so exciting, you know, that we got to play it, because, you know, as everyone might know, I host that segment, Dream Quest Challenge and Journey to Gold. So it's good. It's really fun to, you know, be able to, you know, tell people about Borja, which they should.
Yeah, I'm glad to be a part of that. And, you know, and I'm glad that you're on the other end of that
yeah.
contest. And it's really cool.
Thank you. Yes, it's a lot of fun because I get to, you know, introduce amazing people like yourself. So that is my job. I love it. I like it.
It's something
another...
that I will remember.
Sorry.
That's okay. I just said it's something that I'm going to remember from now on, and I appreciate that.
Oh, anytime. I absolutely, I mean, anything that you want or, you know, you need help with, you definitely give us a call or, you know, an email or a tweet or something, Facebook, and we'd love to help you out. I mean, you're a friend for life here because we enjoy chatting with you. You're a great guy.
Well, I appreciate everything y'all have done. You know, I really have enjoyed listening to the show, and thank you for everything.
Oh, thank you. Anytime. My pleasure. I'm glad you have fun with us in the chat room. We're a little crazy, but we're glad you have fun and enjoy. that's what we love. We love that. So also, I am ready to play your next song here. We didn't even say goodbye, and we'll be right back, okay?
Okay,
here we go. We Didn't Even Say Goodbye by Tim Garman, and we'll be right back in just a moment.
It was so great to see you. You haven't changed that much. It felt like the good old days again. I know that it's long been over, but we had a real good love. Look at our kids and you'll see that. And I can see that you are not mistreated. I hope it works out with your guys. The part that I look back on, I feel so cheated. If we didn't even say goodbye, we made our mark when we were. I say that nevertheless, we had a good one, it was fun. And I can see that you are
the part that I look back on. I feel so cheated if we didn't even say goodbye. Say goodbye.
We didn't even say goodbye by Tim Garman, and we're back with him right now. So we have some fun questions for you, if you are Rete. Are you Rete?
Okay.
All right.
Looking forward to those fun questions.
Yeah. I know. We like to keep it fresh here, so we're good with that. But we were wondering, have you ever, while performing, have you ever had any crazy onstage moments that you could share, live and in person?
Oh, yeah, there's one that really brings back a lot of memories. I was performing at the Lancer Club, and I was one of those that I didn't hardly drink much, but I always had a lot of beer sitting on my amplifier that people brought up there, you know. But this particular night, I was drinking a little bit, and I played lead guitar, so I got the bright idea that I would, in the middle of the song, when I played lead, that I would kind of show out a little bit and jump over my speaker monitors in front of me. So when I did, I jumped over them. When I went up in the air, I broke two guitar strings coming back down.
Oh.
Anyway, you know what happened then. So, but anyway, we had to take an intermission, you know, so I could change a couple strings after that before we got to play again.
Oh, that's funny. Well, you know, you're human, so things will happen. I mean, I think I've heard that one before, maybe-ish, but I love that question because you never know what we'll get. Thank you for sharing that one with us.
Okay.
I love it. You know, see, trying to be fancy, that's what you get. No. That's funny.
But I still remember that, you know, like it was yesterday, but...
That's funny. You're human. It'll happen. But I'm glad you kept going. You know, you took an intermission, got everything, you know, situated, and then went back on stage and rocked it out, I bet. I like it.
Oh, yeah. Everything went back to normal after I changed a couple strings and got back on stage.
Awesome. Good for you.
One thing that I do remember about performing, though, back in those days was when I did play lead guitar in the middle of one of my songs, I always liked, you know, to watch the expression on people's faces, you know, when they were watching me play. And it made me feel so good, you know, knowing that they were paying that kind of attention to me, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. That must be such a great feeling. And I bet everyone was just totally jamming out, rocking to you, loving you. And one of these days, I have to see you perform live. That would be amazing.
No, that'd be great. One of these days, I'll come by there and see all three of y'all.
Awesome. Yeah. That'd be amazing. One of these days, I'm telling you. It'd be amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. Maybe we could do like a fun live interview thing with you as well. You never know. We can do it.
There you go. Oh,
there
yeah. I got to shout out to Peanut the Squirrel. I got to put him in there.
You have to shout out Peanut. You know, she's our frisky but cute at heart, beautiful at heart, squirrely. Squirrely. Gotta love her. Another fun question here for you. What are some things you do for fun, some hobbies, when you're not working on your music?
Well, I took photography back when I was younger. I like to take a lot of pictures, and I did some video. But here lately, I've taken up the hobby of flying a remote control helicopter. So I kind of guess I'm bringing the kid out in me, you know, on that one. But I kind of enjoy doing that. So, but I do a lot of videos, and And on the picture thing, I like to remake old photographs, you know, like my grandpa and grandma, and maybe make it a little different and, you know, merge two pictures together and that sort of thing. So I'm sort of creative on that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. You do all the norm, and you know those remote control helicopters. We have like a lot of the remote control cars that I love to play with, and they're so much fun. I enjoy those too. I think we have a helicopter one. I don't know, but my dad, you know, used to buy a lot of them, so they're a lot of fun. I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, they are.
They're a lot of fun.
I got a new one out that takes video in the air. I'm sort of.
Ooh.
Testing that one out right now, so.
That's awesome. That is so cool. I love those things. Those are a lot of fun. And also, let's see here. Well, okay, of course the holidays, I have to have a holiday question because, I mean, the holidays are rapidly approaching, and I was wondering, what is your favorite holiday song that you just love to listen to and sing along to, and, you know, what's your favorite go-to holiday song?
Well, I've always had a wintertime Christmas, seem like, so I would say White Christmas would be my favorite.
Yeah, absolutely. That gets you in the holiday mood. I don't like it. I've actually been going on YouTube and, you know, stuff like that, and have been, you know, kind of getting into the Christmassy spirit lately for some reason. I've just been singing the tune already in my head.
There you go.
I'm into it. So let's see here. We're actually running out of time, but I have to ask my final question here for you, an important question. Where would you like to see yourself in 2013? What's your goal, your New Year's resolution? We're almost getting to that time. So what would you like to see yourself?
I would like to see myself in a position where a famous artist, you know, might record one of my tunes and bring it to number one. That's what I would like to see in the next year.
Absolutely. I feel like 2013 is going to be just an amazing year for, you know, everyone. So I think you are just going to have everything that you wish for, and good luck with all of your future endeavors. And we're going to keep looking at you and see what you're up to, and we'd love to have you back on anytime.
Thank you, Josie. I appreciate it, and I look forward to, you know, being on the show in the chat room every week. So, thank you for everything you do.
Oh, anytime. I have so much fun chatting with you in the chat room as well. And please stay in the chat room and continue listening. And I think you are amazing. And well, keep talking to us. All right, we'll have you back on.
Okay, Josie. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Tim Garman, everyone. Love it. So let's see here. I'm going to put my producer on here because I want you to have the pleasure. I want to see your skills, okay? I want to teach you your skills.
What is this, test me tonight?
Yes, I am testing you tonight because I really want to see your skills in this because, I mean, I have to – see, I've always wondered where I got my radio bug from. Like, where – like, I mean, is it, you know, in our genes or something that I don't know about? Because it kind of came out of nowhere, as everyone probably knows. I've always wondered – oh, of course, you've got to come out of that. But anyway, is it in my genes? I mean, let me see. Let me see your skills. Well, hello.
Hold on. First, we have a squirrel.
Tina, what's with the three French horns? What does anybody need three of them for? Explain that song.
Because they might want to play one of the French horns and have two friends come over and play them with them.
And what's with the drummers drumming? That spells Tylenol to me.
To drum. That's what they do. They're drummers.
Drummers drum.
They're stupid presents, and somebody needs to get them a gift card to Walmart.
Oh, gosh. Alan, I mean Peanut, or Alan, whoever this is.
Whoever's talking to
you.
I want to give a shout-out to Tim Garman, who is usually in the chat room, but because he was on the air, I think he got kicked out of the chat room along with Josie and Tina. And it's their chat room. Somebody explain this.
Oops. Yeah,
what's going on with the chat room? We'll have to figure that out.
That's
but all right, so we will let you go, Peanut. We've got our next guest here.
Okay, I want to see your skills. I'm going
to
test your skills.
We
so you announce.
To.
You announce next guest.
Hang
I want
on.
To see.
Okay, hang on.
If you'd like to make
hang up on us first. Okay.
Okay, so. I want to see if it's in my genes. I don't know yet, but let's see. All right.
You are so
test.
Great. Okay.
Well, I want to
so
know.
Anyway, we are very lucky tonight because we have got Jace Aaron on the phone, and I know he has somebody from his group with him. So we are going to turn on his mic here. Everybody has been waiting to hear Jace. He's got some friends in the chat room, and
mm-hmm.
people were dying to hear him and his music. So let's get him on. And, oh, by the way, you need to ask him about his jewelry because he's got really good jewelry. I'm
oh,
just saying.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah, remember the bracelet? Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to go buy that. Okay. All right, so here
yeah.
we go. Let's see. Hey, Jace, you're on the air with Josie.
Yeah.
Hey, Josie, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Yeah, good. Finally, it's nice to finally meet you.
It's so great to finally be able to meet you and chat with you and get to know you a little bit better. It'll be fun. I've been looking forward to it.
Great. I also want to let you know I have here with me our banjo player in our band, Mr. Preston Walden's here with us today.
Hello.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, how are you?
Man, doing good. We're just having a good night over here. Jace just got a brand-new 50-inch TV, so we've been kicked back over here watching that a little while.
Oh, goodness. That sounds genius. That's perfect to do on a Friday night. That's all I'm saying. Oh. I love it. And I just think you guys are so great. Well, I have both of you guys here. I just want to say you guys make up such a great team, and you guys sound just phenomenal, and I am a fan of both of you, everyone in the band. I think you guys are incredible.
Awesome. Thank you.
Anytime. So I want to know a little bit more about you guys. So first off, what is the earliest memory of both of you? Both of you guys can answer. Earliest memory of making music. When did all of this start for you?
As far as the Nash Vegas Ramblers, I think Preston and I, we've been playing together for probably close to 6 years now. I believe that's somewhere around there, 5-6 years now. And we started playing together out at a place called a Cowboy Town out in Whites Creek. It's a horseback riding facility place. And we started playing out there and doing Wild West gunfight shows together. And we just kind of, I kind of set aside for my rock projects and my country projects. And we decided to kind of say, hey, man, let's do a three-piece bluegrass band. And we just kind of evolved into a high-energy bluegrass fun.
I love it, and we're glad you went that route because we really enjoy your music. So things happen for a reason. And you guys play just a wide variety of instruments. Can you share with us all that you guys play? Big list.
Well, Francis, you can tell them about what you play here.
Well, okay, I'm mainly the five-string banjo player and guitar, and I play the mountain dulcimer, and can double on the mandolin a little bit, and, you know, just all you good old bluegrass instruments and good old acoustic instruments I play. Jace,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and that lets me into playing the auto harp, and I play a little bit of the dulcimer, too, and the harmonica, and I just got me a new 6-string banjo guitar, so I've been having fun with that, and playing acoustic guitar, and It's fun, and of course the washboard, the almighty washboard for the Lord.
Oh yeah, I love it. I can just imagine it's very, very loud when you guys get together. Those instruments. Did you guys self-teach yourselves, or did you guys all take lessons?
Well, I'm pretty much self-taught. I've taken a few lessons here and there throughout my life's journey, but I don't know, Preston, you ever taken any lessons?
Well, I've taken some lessons, and I've actually learned to read music, but not to the point to where it interferes with my playing.
Right. awesome. So you guys pretty, I think it's in your soul. You guys really kind of, figured you guys love this by, without any help, and just picked up an instrument and was just like, hey, I can do this. I'm going to play it. Let's make a band. I like it.
Yeah, well, you were talking a little while ago about how it's in your genes. Well, it's in our soul.
It is. It is in your genes and your soul. Okay. It is.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Not to mention, for all the kids out there listening, lock yourself in a room for 30 minutes a day, and you'll be better every day. Lock yourself in and practice.
That's true.
Because I didn't just pick up a guitar and just walk outside and get on stage. I spent quite a bit of time behind closed doors and reading and thinking and writing and, making sure that I was trying to be the best of the best. But 30 minutes a day, that's kind of my recipe.
Yeah, 30 minutes a day sounds great. I mean, of course, practice makes perfect. So if you guys put your heart to something, you could achieve it. And yes, I like it. And who are your biggest musical influences? Who do you all listen to and put on repeat?
Jason pointed, I'll take that one here. When I was growing up, my father played country music. His name was Bill Walden. And when we were growing up, there were two people that we listened to in my house more than any, and they were Jimmy Rogers and Hank Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Then in later years, we listened to a lot of Buck Owens. And my mother had every Elvis Presley record that you could get a hold of. So those were four of my big influences.
I'd say those are some of my influences too. I have some, I kind of like the Avett Brothers and going back to like Jim Morrison and Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young and some stuff like that too. So that's kind of in me too. And we do the little Wake Up Little Susie, and that's one of my favorites that we do.
I love it. The Greats. That's in your list. I like it. And also, speaking of greats, I have to throw this in there. I understand that you starred in a CMT original country music video with the amazing Dolly Parton, people. Can you tell us about that experience?
Yeah, I was, I think I was 22 or 23 years old, and I got the casting call to go do Honky Tonk songs with Dolly Parton. And I was called on the last minute to get down there, and I was at work, and I just rushed through traffic to get down there, and basically rushed down there to sit there and wait, to be shot. But it was Honky Tonk Songs by Dolly Parton. If you go online, you can look it up. You'll see me in there, and I have a few hot spots in there. But yeah, she gave me an opportunity to do that with her. It was a fun, great video. It was awesome to be able to experience that with her. And also have my face on CMT. So it was kind of a fun thing.
A win-win. It's definitely a win-win. That sounds amazing. Everyone has to check out the video and see if they, of course, they'll spot you. So check it out. You guys will be amazed. I think that's just so, so, so cool. And I can't even imagine how that phone call must have went. I mean, someone telling you that you could do this, and, I mean, that must have been a surreal moment when you heard Dolly Parton involved. I can't even imagine.
Yeah, I think I made up some excuse why I had to leave work. I wasn't feeling good or something, but
yeah.
I think I left work early that day to get down to the shoot, but I made sure I was there.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I don't think they'll mind. So I'd love to play some of your music, which we have. Thank you guys so much for sending. But first off, can you tell us about some of the music you guys currently have out right now that people could purchase and check out?
Right now we're currently working on our new album. It's coming together slowly. We do have a album that is out that you can go onto the NashVegasRamblers.com or to our Reverb Nation, or you could send me a personal email through our Reverb Nation page, and I can ship you one. But we are currently putting together a full album. We currently don't have a full album out, but we do have a CD, songs that are on a CD that we can ship out to you, just so people have it in their hands. But we are currently working on one, and it should be out soon. I'm not going to give a date yet.
Okay, sounds good. Understandable. When it does come out, you have to let us know. We'd love to promote that bad boy.
Yes. Thank you.
Anytime. We'll promote it everywhere. Very exciting. Now, I am ready, if you are, to play your first song of the night, I Don't Care, and that is the song. I Don't Care, and we'll be right back, okay?
Thank you.
Here we go. I Don't Care.
I travel the same road with a new song in my head. A new friend gave me a helping hand, and I try so hard to be untied. We'll travel this long road, will it ever end? a comforting hand, lets me know that I am the man. A comforting hand lets me know that I can take a stand. I don't care what you say, I don't care what you do. I don't care where you go, I don't care if it's you. And I don't care if it's true, I don't care. I don't care, I don't care anymore. You try so hard to devour me, but I know I'm the man. Wait and see, I'll make a kingdom all around me, and I hope you're there to see. Well, time goes by so patiently, my good karma finally comes back to me. There's an obstacle in my way, I won't run the other way. I don't care what you say, I don't care what you do. I don't care where you go, I don't care if it's you. And I don't care if it's true, I don't care anymore. I don't care, I don't care anymore. What you do, I don't care where you go, I don't care if it's you, and I don't care if it's true, I don't care anymore, I don't care anymore, I don't care. I don't care anymore.
Yeah, and that was I Don't Care by the Nash Vegas Ramblers, and we're speaking to a couple of the guys from the band, Jason Preston. I love it, and you actually have some comments here in the chat room that I'd love to read to both of you. Let's see here. Oh, goodness, they just all vanished. Blue Eyes says, fantastic and a great group of guys. And now a little note, Preston burns that banjo up.
Thank you.
Awesome. So let's see. And then another one, great music from the Nash Vegas Ramblers.
Right.
Let's see. Looking for more. Tim Garman says, amazing bluegrass feel to your songs. I love them.
Right on.
Like,
thanks, Tim. Yeah, that's wonderful. We like Tim, too.
Yeah. Awesome. So let's see here. I was wondering, do you have any links to any websites or social networking sites where people can chat with you guys, you know, individually, if you both have, you know, different Facebook pages? Where can we get to the best way to talk to you?
Yeah, we mostly go off of our Facebook page and our Reverb Nation page. So, you know, if that's out there, that's pretty much the most common communication for us. It's a really good way to get a hold of us. So, and I'd also like to mention that Chris Caldwell was the guitar player that was playing in that. He's also our third member of our band. Chris Caldwell, he's actually out on tour. He's out on tour with
John Barry.
John Barry right now, tour. Doing a Christmas tour. So we're missing him. But I wanted to give a shout out to him just so everybody can know who was actually playing the guitar and the upright bass on that last song there. So
awesome.
And that was
awesome.
An original
awesome.
Song.
Awesome. Yeah, shout out. Kudos. That was amazing. Let's see here, in the chat room, Alan, my web designer, craziness, he says, Do the Nash Vegas Ramblers have a cowbell player?
More cowbell. We need more cowbell. Yeah. You know what? We will get a cowbell. And I'll actually make sure I can attach it to my washboard. So.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
I love it. You need a cowbell. Definitely.
Yeah, I do have some cowskin boots, if that helps. So.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Genius.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of songs out there anymore, you know, that have the cowbell. And I like the sound of the cowbell. You need some cowbell.
More cowbell, please.
Mm-hmm. I like it. I like it.
Don't fear the reaper.
Woo, there you go. So also, you all do, you know, just everything. Jace, I believe you have a jewelry line. Can you tell us about that? I've seen a bracelet that I just fell in love with that I need to buy, so I'm going to do that probably after the show. But can you tell us a little bit more about your jewelry line?
I got the bright idea one day when I was driving down the road, and I saw Eddie Bauer on the side of a Ford. So mm-hmm. I decided I was going to create my own merchandise line called the Jace Aaron Jewelry Line. And so I met a girl that actually lives in North Carolina. It's called Creations by Dream Lady. And I talked with her about making some stuff, making some pick necklaces and some stuff. And I wanted something that I could sell at my shows and that fans could take home with them. This party with the Nash Vegas Ramblers or with Jace Aaron, the Ranchers, whichever band I was out with. And I started this jewelry line with Jace Aaron Jewelry. So, I've been having success with it, you know, and we've been selling it. We have a music store downtown called the Old Time Pick and Parlor. And I've been selling them in the store, and I've actually been selling them pretty good. So it's right now it's going good. It's kind of interesting to see which way it's going to go.
Yeah, they're amazing. I absolutely love them, and they're so great. And for people that are online, you know, that really want to get them, do you have? Can you share the link to your website, or you know, a website that you have that has all this jewelry on it? Can you share that with us?
Yes, it's Creations by Dream Lady, and she's one of the makers for one of the lines that we have. She has a line of mine, and then I also you can go on to my Facebook page, and I have a link onto my Facebook page through her website as well, Creations by Dream Lady, and if you see something on her website that you like. It's under Jace Aaron and the Ranchers, which is another band that I perform with, an original band. So you can go on to there, you can go on to her website, and you can actually click on it, and we will drop ship you anything that you like and you want. We will send it right to your mailbox.
Easy. Very, very easy.
And fun.
I like it. So awesome. And after the show, I'm actually going to post all of your links, so I'll add that one as well to the list so people can check out the jewelry and see what you got to offer.
Yeah. Very, very cool. Thank you.
Anytime. So let's see, your last song of the night that we have here is Ain't No Grave, and we'll be right back, okay?
Thank you.
All right, let's play it, Ain't No Grave.
Ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. There ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. When I hear that trumpet sound, I wanna get on out of the ground. Ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. I looked across the river, what do you think I see? Mighty host of heaven's angels coming after me. Meet me, Jesus, meet me yonder in the middle of the sky. Go down home to glory land and kiss his place goodbye, 'cause he ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. Ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. When I hear that trumpet sound, I wanna get on out of the ground. Ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. Thank you. Jordan, put my knees down in the sand. Wanna shout that hallelujah till I reach that promised land. Look down yonder, angels, put your feet on the land and sea. And Gabriel, don't blow that trumpet till you hear from me, cause they ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. Ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. I hear the trumpet sound. I'm gonna get on out of the ground. Ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. Ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. No grave gonna hold my body down.
And that was Ain't No Grave. Amazing, amazing. And I have some fun questions for you guys, if you're okay with that.
Oh, bring them. We want them.
Awesome, awesome. They're not too deep, I promise. But I was wondering if you guys had any kind of embarrassing onstage moment, you know, or anything kind of goofed up or, you know, anything crazy that happened in person.
Yeah, there was one occasion where we were playing a bluegrass festival, and it was really hot outside. And mm-hmm. I was wearing overalls, and I didn't have a shirt on under my overalls. And
right,
it's kind of hillbilly, you know, and I just... You know, I'm just playing the heck out of my washboard, and we're just throwing down. And the next thing you know, for some reason, my washboard had pulled on my overalls, and my overalls came unclipped. And I was kind of shirtless at that moment. And I think everybody thought I meant to do it, so I just kind of played it off like I meant to do it. But I didn't really mean to do it. So I'm basically standing on stage without a shirt on, my overalls hanging down. I'm trying to keep my overalls from falling all the way down. So that was kind of an interesting evening, but I don't know, Preston, have we had any other interesting occasions?
That's hilarious.
Well, I don't know. I mean, every time we go and play somewhere, something interesting always happens. I mean, you know, that's why I love being a musician, is you never know what's going to happen when you go out and play.
Exactly. You never know what's going to happen live, so you never know. That's hilarious. That's the first time I heard of that one. So you made history here.
Yeah. It's now I think people expect it. So if you come to our show, don't always expect I'm not going to take my shirt off every time. So.
Right, exactly. That was only for a special crowd.
That was a special crowd in 100-degree heat in the summertime.
Exactly. So it's all good. We totally understand. And, I mean, it probably didn't look too suspicious. So maybe people were just like... Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. It probably worked. So that's good. You just kept going. So it was very professional, I bet. So it's all good. It's all good. And also, another funny question here. We're actually testing this question out. This is the first time we're going to ask this. What is the wildest thing that you've ever seen happen out in the audience during one of your performances? Have you ever had any, you know, that one wild guy or girl out there, you know, just having too much fun?
Well, last night at our show, yeah, since you asked that,
at a local restaurant,
Judge Beans in Brentwood, we had some friends come up to do a benefit show for my sister, and things got a little wild out in front of the dance floor, which just inspired us to play a little bit faster. But
this restaurant has no dance floor for one day.
Oh, that was an interesting
one. They made their own dance floor, and they were burlesque dancers from San Francisco. So, and I'll just leave it at that and keep it clean
right.
And air.
Absolutely, you left it in a good spot. we could see what happened, but oh my goodness! See, I figured there had to have been, you know, at least one incident where people, you know, had a little too much fun. I mean, you guys are great, so I could imagine.
Well, on a night like that, I'm entertained as much as the audience is. So I like it.
Yeah, see, it's a win-win for everyone. I mean, you get entertained by them, they get entertained by you. I need to see you guys perform one of these times. I mean, it sounds like a blast.
Yeah, it was a good night.
Yeah, One of these days. I'm one of those crazy fans that'll kind of, you know, scream the loudest, wear the T-shirt or hat or bracelet or anything and just, you know, maybe rush the stage, maybe not. Depends on how I'm feeling. But, you know, so warn your security if you do anytime. So it's all good, though. let's see here.
That sounds like our kind of deal right there.
Yeah.
You're welcome anytime.
Awesome. Thank you. I'm glad someone appreciates my craziness. I'm glad. but we're actually running out of time, but I have to ask you guys this last question here. 2013 is coming. What is, you know, a New Year's resolution for you guys? What would you guys like to see, you know, in your career or in your lives happen for you coming up? Where would you like to see yourselves?
Well, I'm just going to resolve to just play as much music as I can and make as many people happy as I can. One thing that I love about going and doing shows, whether locally or out on the road, is getting to meet different people. I love to meet people, talk to them, find out about them, and I want to do much more of that in 2013.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah, I like that too. Yeah, I'd like to make sure that, you know, I'd like to get the Nash Vegas Ramblers outside of Nashville. And there's only so many places we can play outside of Nashville, so I'd like to expand our horizon and try to get the Nash Vegas Ramblers out and let other people outside of Tennessee kind of see the high-energy bluegrass we have to put out there for them and try to network and try to grow outside of you know, the state of Tennessee. So that's kind of a goal for me.
Yeah, maybe, you know, kind of travel, you know, out of country and different areas like that. That would be pretty neat.
Yeah,
you know?
It's a beautiful thing.
I could see it happening. Good luck with all of your future endeavors, and I will continue to be a fan and get myself a bracelet, and I think you guys are just amazing. Continue to make fantastic music for us fans, and we'd love to have you back on anytime. Both of you guys, we'd love to have you back on.
Thank you so much, Josie, for having us. We really appreciate it, and we'll come back and hang out with you soon.
Awesome. You know, just hang out. We're cool like that. We're fun. Thank you so much, guys.
All right, thank you, James.
Love them. And also, please check out Nash Vegas Ramblers. I'll post all of the links after the show. So I just want to say a big thank you. I just really want to say a big thank you to all three of my guests that came on. Well, four, because we had a little surprise there with Preston coming on. Jerry Webb, Preston Jace, Aaron, and Tim Garman. So, all four of you guys.
Hey, where's Tina?
Oh, goodness. Poor Tina. Poor mom. No.
Yes, I am here.
I need you, Tina, because this song is really bugging me.
Uh-huh.
Who writes this stuff? Who is the pervert that wrote this song? 10 lords are leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids milking, 6 geese laying. It sounds like a Madonna concert.
Ooh, oh, I think I've
heard
of that. She's in concert, actually. I think she has some tour thing going on, if I'm not mistaken, if I read that correctly.
Is she?
I think so. I want to go see her.
Yeah, you're crazy.
I'm sorry. The 12 Days of Christmas is not appropriate for a young kid.
I know, right?
Okay, Tina.
My mom. Okay, here's an exclusive.
Oh,
my
no,
mom.
Not an exclusive.
Exclusive. I'm going to start lowering my voice for this. This is very important.
Oh no, you have to go back.
This is very important. Listen, everyone. This is an exclusive. This is big. This is going to be. You're going to be able to tell your grandchildren this someday. So anyway, my mom used to dress up like Madonna. And I've seen pictures before, and seriously, she looked like Madonna, and it scared me, and I'm like, wow. It was kind
of
scary.
Yeah, I was a little bit of a crazy.
You even had the big hair.
I had the hair. I was back in, 80s, 90s, I don't remember, whenever she first came out with the whole
90s? Did she look that way when you had me? Did you look that way when you had me in the 90s? No, okay, because that's scary.
I think
that's
that
terrifying.
Was really wrong. No, I didn't go to the hospital looking like that.
Okay.
That was funny. Very, very funny. Yes, I won many a lookalike contest. That's for sure.
You did?
As a young girl, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't tell me that. You won lookalike?
Hey, Gina. Did Josie have that much hair when she was born?
She did. She had a truckload of hair. She did. She's always had a lot of hair.
Because, you know, the squirrels want a nest in her head.
Yeah, they would have a good time in her hair. That's
nobody is touching the hair. Nobody's going in the hair. No animals are burrowing in the hair. No one's creating any nests.
It is very
you know how many wigs we could make for bald people with your hair?
Okay. You know, there is one thing that I do want to do, though. I do want to try this hair donating thing. I'm not talking shave my head or anything like that. Oh, goodness.
Well, I don't think they take butt hair.
But you know how there's some people that, you know, lose their hair for whatever reason, and then there's people that actually go there to donate their hair.
Yeah, your next haircut will do.
You know, I was thinking of doing something like that. Alan kind of just... You know,
and there's people that have more hair in other places than on our head, and they should just have it transplanted.
Oh, Alan, you're cray-cray. Okay,
yeah,
Alan.
That, yeah.
We don't
well, have you seen people with hairy backs and stuff? What do you think I was talking about?
We don't want to know. We never know with you. So we get scared of you when you talk, okay? All right, do you blame us? Do you? Really? But no, seriously, in all seriousness, I really want to. I mean, Alan made me think about this. I've been thinking about this for a long
time.
Wait,
you want to take the hair from your back and put it on your head?
Alan, no, I do not have hair on my back. Thank you very much. Okay,
that's a Josie
Shoes
secret, Josie's hairy back.
Oh, my God. I'm going to get called from this. I swear on my life, it's only on my head. And you know what's really... But,
and some cute eyebrows.
I do have really cute, trimmed eyebrows, I have to say. I am very proud of my eyebrows, okay? I'm very, very proud. Okay.
What are we talking about?
I don't know, but I don't know what I'm talking about, but all I can say is I love my hair and my eyebrows. That's it.
You're moving on.
That's all I am saying.
That's all you wanted to say.
All I want to say, and when I get my trim, I am going to donate my hair to people who need it.
Cool.
Because I think that's really, really cool.
That is cool. We'll do that.
I think that's cool. I mean, I have a lot of hair, so
you
even if
lot,
I cut it like
yeah.
like this, I mean, that's
there,
it's enough.
You've got a lot, yeah.
I love how I'm pointing how much I want to when I'm talking on the radio.
Yeah, now everybody can see how
much. That didn't really help, but...
Absolutely.
You know.
Okay, so let's get back to this.
Let's get back to work.
More secrets come out.
Yeah.
So we want to leave the hair and my teenage years right where they are.
No, I feel like we need to
no
get
need
more
to
in
go,
depth.
No need to go digging into that.
We need a picture of Tina for the website of when she had her big hair and the spandex and the leg warmers.
I'll find pictures.
I'm sure I burned all of those. I'm very sure about that.
Why would you do that? Sure. I mean, you looked really good. You did.
I want a picture of Tina in the front row at a Go-Go's concert.
What's that?
I'm so
I want a picture of you in the front row at a Go-Go's concert.
You look good. You look good, Mom. You do. You're amazing. You're gorgeous.
Well, thank you.
You're gorgeous, darling.
All right.
Yeah, Josie's just amazed that you were actually alive in 1982.
Yeah, I was, believe it or not, yeah.
You're
yes, Josie, 1982 was a real year.
I'd like to say that I was born right around then, but I know I won't get away with that. Okay.
I was born in 1995. Anytime.
It's awesome.
Anytime. You can continue on saying whatever you were saying.
All right. So let's give some special thank yous to some great Facebook groups who helped fill up our guest books. John at Talent Hookup and Don at Keeping It Country. Andrew from Supporting Great Talented Kids and Teens. Shirley from Shirley's Indies Corner. And Danny from Songwriters Unite.
All these are such great, are really really, 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 really
yeah.
great Facebook groups. So check them out. Type in their name, and it'll pop up, and you can meet so many other great artists out there, like yourself. Or if you're a fan and you want to find more people to be a fan of, It's a good sign for you.
And then coming up in December, still, you need to check out this lineup of amazing guests that we have. On December 14th, we will have Jesse J. Hudson, Conda Wood, Jamie Nadier joining us. Our Christmas show, it will be on December 21st. And we will have joining us Jerry Willis and Texas Bobby Dean. We will also be playing some holiday music that many of you artists have submitted to us. There is still time to get your holiday music in.
Which, really quick, I just want to say thank you so much, everyone,
yeah,
who already gave us great holiday songs. And continue sending them. I mean, I love listening to them, and it gets me in the mood, to, you know, in the Christmassy mood, and we'll play it on the air.
Sounds good. So if you have a Christmas song and you want to send it in because you'd like us to play it on that night, you can send it to Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com, J-O-S-I-E, show.com. Our New Year's Eve show will be on December 28th, and we will have Bo Porter, Alan Turner, and Joey Canyon. So December is still rocking all the way to the end.
Yeah, and remember also, everyone, if you go on josieshow.com, J-O-S-I-E-show.com, we have, you know, when you scroll down, you can see all of the guests that are coming up. And, you know, it goes all the way to, goes all the way to January. So you can just look at all of the guests that are about to come on and, you know, come on in the future and check that out.
And I want to tell everybody that if you need stockings to hang over your fireplace, and if you don't have a fireplace, please don't try to start a fire. We do sell Josie Christmas stockings in our online store.
It's true. Thank you for bringing that up. I totally, 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 completely forgot because I've been crazy lately. that homework's getting to me. My mind is just crazy right now. But yeah, we have Christmassy items in the Josie Show Cafe Press, and all you have to do is go to josieshow.com and click on online store tab. And then,
and we're working on Josie Show cans of mace in case Donnie Bonaducci is in your tree.
Oh, please. No, I like him. He's awesome. Isn't he the one that's on World's Dumbest?
Yeah, he is.
He is hilarious. Oh, my God.
Oh, he is so funny.
Yeah. For all you guys that don't know, there's a show called World's Dumbest, and there's different things like World's Dumbest Criminals. It's one show called World's Dumbest, but then they have, you know, different topics on the show, like World's Dumbest Criminals.
I think
we've
met some of the contestants.
And they're not contestants. But, you know, it's like, you know, just World's Dumbest Daredevils or World's Dumbest, you know, I mean, everything. So it's really, really awesome. And, I mean, it has some of my favorite people on there. I mean, of course, David Bonaducci's on it, but also, like, Lonnie Love and all these other comedians it's hilarious to see these crazy videos and then they have their input. And they're comedians, so you know it's going to be really funny. So, I don't know. Check it out, people. If you guys haven't, check it out. That's just totally, I don't know. I'm random right now. Okay, everyone, I will see you guys.
Hang on, so we've got one more announcement here that
we
came up.
No.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry.
So, no, you're fine. So Saturday, March 2nd, coming up here in the new year, at the Taylorville Eagles Club, we will have a wonderful show, and the Josie Show will be broadcasting live from there. Performing will be Mike Seiler from Lubbock, Texas, and who's living in Nashville right now, and Conda Wood from Texas, and Rudy Bain of Panna. They will all be performing at the club that night. We will bring you coverage. It's going to be from 6 to 10 p.m. There will be food and drink available for purchase. And we just added another special guest to the show. We believe that Brad Howard from Nashville will also be doing the show again this year. Brad is always a fan favorite, a great singer and writer.
If I'm not mistaken, this is going to be a special edition episode, isn't it?
Probably not a special edition episode, but it is going to be a live on location special episode. Yeah,
it's not going to be the special edition Monday show, which is what we mean.
Two Josie shows in a row and two nights.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but it's gonna be crazy,
crazy, crazy, crazy.
So,
oh yeah,
you know, I'm worried about the mental health of our audience.
you know,
live concerts,
them
they will love a live concert. There's no doubt about it.
We're teachers. We teach, you know.
Right.
We're good. We're
That's
good.
Right.
But I just want to thank you all so much for joining us on the show, and talk to you guys next Friday. And remember to check out the Josie Show special edition with Aaron Tippin. And it's on there. It's on our page, archives. And so check that out. It went really, really well. It was an amazing interview. And also remember archives in our archives on josieshow.com. You can check out all the other interviews. So many interviews from when I first started to recent. So it's great. Thank you all so much. Thank you so much to my producer, Tina Marie Pasentino, who is so great. And the chat room always helps me with everything. Goes on here. And also, of course, my web designer, Alan Firestone, who is amazing, funny, a little crazy at times, but awesome, and crazy in a good way, alanfirestone.com. Check him out. He made our website. He's incredible. So if you need a website done, Alan is your man, so check it out. So thank you all so much. Talk to you guys soon. Thank you so much once again to my guest tonight, Jerry Webb, Jace Aaron with Preston, and Tim Garman. So see you guys next Friday when I have Jamie Nettier, Conda Wood, and Jesse J. Hudson. So talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye. Love you guys. And also, The Josie Show and The Josie Show Special Edition may not be rebroadcasted or used in any way without prior written consent from The Josie Show. All rights reserved.